remember going to. Oh. And it was my dad's choice, not mine.
I know a concert I've been to when I'm sitting in here and listening to Jeremiah sing.
Aww,
guys, I was forced to say that.
No, no.
He paid her.
I was forced to say that.
You can check my
wallet.
He paid
her $5.
Yep, I have $5 in my phone case.
Oh, no, I don't.
Look, I got $5 right here. Nice. Been paid.
I've got a little bit more than that.
Yeah.
All right, that's good.
I have $35 in my...
Why are you rich?
It's really just to pay for mock trial stuff. Also, guys, I have mock trial this weekend. Okay, you can end the show.
Okay, yeah, that's what I was planning on doing.
That was so good.
Let me see. All right, so, yikes. If the microphone wouldn't run for me.
They said it was done for you talking time.
Yeah, I suppose.
That's
all
when
right.
My world spins around.
All right, tune into the show that's on next, or also tune in
just don't
next
change,
week.
Just don't change the radio station.
Yeah.
Yeah,
just
don't change
your car.
The station.
Just stay wherever you're at.
Stay where you're at, yep.
That's why my world spins around.
All right, that's going to end it for us. See you next week on the Back Home Country Show.
She asked me where I was from. I said somewhere you never been to. Little town outside of Knoxville, heading by some dogwood trees. She tried talking with my accent. We held hands and waded into that blue water. She left her flip-flops by my red wings on the beach. Yeah, but now I'm dodging puddles in my sunburned Silverado, like a heartbroken desperado, headed right back to my roots. Something about the way she kissed me tells me she loves Eastern Tennessee. Yeah, but all I brought back with me was some sand in my boots. Yeah, I said, shoot tequila. So we walked back to that beach bar. She said, don't cowboys drink whiskey. So we drank by themselves. She said, damn, that sky looks perfect. And I said, girl, you've never seen stars like the ones back home. And she said, maybe I should see them for myself. Yeah, but now I'm dodging puddles. So
now listening to the show with me.
And it is me again. Hello, everybody. I am Kieran Sandulo, your host here on the show. And today I have sad news. Sam is not here today. So I stole Jeremiah from the show that was just on.
There's a gunman behind me.
You can't say that.
There's someone behind me with a Billy club. They beat me.
Yeah, we stole him.
I will have bruises for a month.
Yeah. Anyways, Gabe.
Hello.
Gabe is the one with the club.
Yeah, if you misbehave, I hit you.
I have already been hit 14 times.
You gotta stop acting.
Ow! 15.
Mm-hmm. 15. Stop telling the people.
Stop telling them. Hey.
16.
Hey, the more you tell them, the more we're gonna hit.
Sit there. Be quiet. Behave.
Anyways, how was you guys' weekend? Super Bowl happened. I didn't pay much attention to it.
Neither did I.
Neither did I.
All right, fair enough. That's the end of that conversation. Oh, man. Well, today I figured that we would do a bit of a redo episode, considering one of my episodes has been lost to time. We should do a reshoot of one of the older episodes. In fact, the first episode that I ever did on air. What do you guys think is the best Pop-Tart flavor?
Ooh. Okay. I have, like, a small list. Oh. Near the top, like, I don't really have a set favorite. Mm. It kind of just kind of depends on, like, the mood or, like, mm-hmm. what's in what I have. But one of my favorite flavors, simply for its A, simplicity, B, for its nostalgic purposes, and C, because it was my grandma's favorite, the brown sugar, cinnamon brown sugar.
Brown sugar cinnamon.
Yeah.
Gabe?
I'm looking at Pop-Tart right now.
Okay, well, he's going.
I like the blueberry one.
Blueberry's pretty good. Cherry.
I don't like the cherry Pop-Tarts. I like the strawberry ones. I don't like the cherry Pop-Tarts.
I don't know. I'm going to have to disagree with you there.
Mm.
The cherry.
See, I'm usually okay with cherry-flavored things. I do not like the cherry Pop-Tarts.
Okay, but have you had it in a toaster?
Yes.
You've tried the toaster
I usually
version?
Don't toast my Pop-Tarts.
I don't either, but like when I get the opportunity...
I try them toasted and I try them untoasted. That's what I do with because there's two of them in the pack. So I take one of them untoasted, toast one of them, and then I see which one I like better. And I usually like them untoasted.
Yeah.
I usually
apparently,
don't toast Pop-Tarts.
Apparently, from what I've seen, you can freeze them too.
Uh-huh.
I didn't know that. I did not know that.
You could also put them in a blender.
I know you could do that.
Yeah, you can do anything with a Pop-Tart.
Well, not
Pop-Tart
anything.
Pop-Tart ice cream.
That Pop-Tart actually sounds pretty good.
Brown Pop-Tart, sugar, cinnamon, Pop-Tart, Pop-Tart blizzard at Dairy.
Pop-Tart panini.
Mmm, no.
I panini pressed my Pop-Tarts together.
Oh, no, sorry, not panini. Pazookie.
Mmm.
Sorry, pazookie.
Pop-Tart sandwich.
My George Foreman perfectly grilled my Pop-Tarts.
Pop-Tart sandwich.
Pop-Tarts, that's what I said.
No.
Crock-Pot.
Pop-Tarts, like a whole bunch of Pop-Tarts as a sandwich.
Yeah, that's what I
like
meant.
Like you got the brown sugar on as the bread. Mm-hmm. You got like the cherry or whatever you want in the middle.
The strawberry
and
blueberry.
Then you have like like something green and you just kind of make like... You got like the green... Do they have a green Pop-Tart?
They might have a green Pop-Tart.
We need to find this.
Green apple.
Yeah, something like that.
They probably
have. You just kind of like have them like stacked like as
Gabe,
a burger.
Do they have a green apple Pop-Tart?
Well, they have like apple jack cinnamon.
Yeah, that'll work. Yeah. Mm,
that'll work.
Not as green as you'd want, but yeah.
I don't know. I like mine pretty
really
green.
It would be really funny to have like a
bright
lime green Pop-Tart.
Or a John Deere green Pop-Tart.
Taste the fields. I like my Pop-Tarts tractor flavored. Oh, man.
Diesel
I would love...
Engines.
I think it...
motor oil.
Hint of diesel.
I like my Pop-Tarts with a hint of motor oil.
Mm-mm-mm. Lick my fingers clean after I service my car. Change your oil. Ooh. Little treat for later.
Antifreeze. Spicy.
Mm, wiper fluid. Mm.
Those are the ones that slow.
Oh, hey. Don't forget about your blinker fluid.
Mmm.
Blinker fluid.
Yeah.
Brake fluid.
Have you not seen those?
No, you drink brake fluid.
No. There's all right, so there's just this funny like video where it's like a dad sends his like son or daughter into like a store or something and say,
Other
"Hey,
zone.
I need you to get me some blinker fluid."
I thought it was his wife.
I mean, he's like there's been other ones that
I'm
I know.
I'm Googling Pop-Tarts green right now.
All
right.
But basically,
holy,
let me
they
see.
Have
let me see.
Green apple Jolly Rancher Pop-Tarts.
Limited edition.
That's the kind of green.
Limited edition.
Yeah.
Sour green apple now, Jolly Rancher Pop-Tarts.
I'm not really one for like green apple stuff, like green apple candies.
Frosted crisp apple.
Okay, that does sound pretty good.
Frosted crisp apples.
But I'm not really one for like green apple flavored candies, like the Jolly Ranchers.
Oh, I love those.
I don't really care for those.
Skittles. I loved the Skittles when they were
I
apple.
Loved the lime Skittles.
But I loved the apple Skittles as well.
I don't know. It's there's just something about it. There's just something about it that I can't get past.
They changed it.
I need.
They changed it back.
Do you know that you can boil need them lime brake Skittles? Fluid?
What?
You can boil your brake fluid.
Yeah.
I think we should make a disclaimer real quick. We here at WBDG do not endorse the consumption of any car fluids. Do not do that.
Put the children. Studio children, does not, put it back
but
down.
I do.
Put it back down children, on your dad's or mom's shelf.
Do not do that.
We do not endorse it. We're just making fun.
However, we cannot stop you. But don't do it.
There's no way we can physically actually wait. Has your travel powers come in yet?
No.
No. All right, we cannot stop you.
Physically we cannot, but don't do it.
I'm not really accurate at zapping people from far away.
Yeah. We need to get close.
We're not great at smiting people yet, but we're getting there.
Electric powers are still coming in.
The rods of God are still in development right now.
My electric powers are still coming in. Need to play some more Infamous.
Our kinetic
for that.
Weapons aren't working properly at the moment.
Radio Man has decided you personally get to be smitten. Only you.
Smote.
Congratulations, you've won the one-way ticket to the fiery pits of the underworld. I don't know.
There's some good people out there. There's
radio
some good
competition.
People.
Congratulations, you've won a free smiting.
Free for the studio.
You've won a free all-expenses-paid trip to the hospital.
For either yourself or someone of your choice. But you have to choose within 30 seconds. Or else it will be you.
10, 9, 8.
Where'd the other 20 go?
6, 5. Four,
I don't know.
Three, two, one. Okay, so that random person is now in the hospital.
Sorry. I
picked a random person off the surface of the planet. They are in the hospital now.
Sorry.
Using my radio power.
He chose the location and I hit the spot.
Chose? No. Dude, I blindfolded, spun around in a chair, and threw a dart at a map.
Yeah, I know. And within that part of the map,
random
technically chosen.
Yeah.
It's a 30 mile radius.
Well, it's probably just going to be the one place not inhabited by anybody.
I hit an uncontacted tribe.
Oops.
Oops.
Accidentally sent God to an uncontacted tribe.
Whoops. My bad.
Helicopter.
Oh, no. It's Beaker. I need to evoke Godzilla on an uncontacted tribe.
Wait, where did we get here? How did we get here?
From Pop-Tart?
Yeah, I know.
Brake fluid.
Brake fluid.
Don't do that.
Don't do that.
We
will smite you. Uncontacted drive in hospital.
There it goes.
That's our train of thought. This is how the show works.
Yeah.
We never know how we got here. Got anywhere.
It's an ADHD-filled...
What if we, airdropped, cubic tons of quartz onto uncontacted tribes' islands?
Quartz of what?
No, quartz.
The mineral.
Yeah, the mineral. Okay. Quartz.
Quartz of quartz.
Quartz of ice cream.
Ooh, that's like pints.
Chocolate chip.
What if I just gave a random medieval pagan a cookie dough blizzard?
They'd probably think you were a witch and would burn you at the stake.
Mm. Why it tastes so good.
He's a witch! Burn him! He turned me into a newt.
I got bear. I love Monty Python.
Yes. Such a good movie.
Holy grail.
You could literally I've seen this way too many
quote
times.
Most things in that movie.
Like if you gave me a random segment, just a random quote, I will probably be able to finish it and go on to the next few quotes afterwards. It's bad.
None shall pass.
What?
That's not the next line.
No, part of it.
That's not it, though.
What? None shall pass.
I'm looking back and forth, and they're just making goo-goo eyes at each other talking about their Monty Python movie.
Have you not seen Monty Python and the Holy Grail?
I was supposed to watch it in chemistry, or
you
no.
You have to.
Yes.
Chemistry?
It was integrated science back in it.
Yeah.
It was great.
Yeah, because it was the
Who are you who are so knowledgeable in the ways of science? A duck.
A duck.
No, and then COVID
exactly.
hit.
Exactly.
So she weighs the same as a duck. That she must be
made of wood. And therefore... A witch! A witch! A witch! We shall use my larger scales.
Love that movie.
So good. We're not endorsed
Build a
by
bridge,
them.
Gentlemen.
Is Monty
Everybody watch that
Throw
movie.
Throw into the river!
Everybody watch that movie.
It's right your now. Homework now.
It's your homework. We are assigning you this. You will be graded.
If we have to do homework, you will too.
Yep. Everybody watch Monty Python
then,
on the Holy
then
Grail
post,
tonight.
Then post on our Twitter page.
Mm-hmm.
Or you on should, either any of the social
yes,
media.
Yes, post it on it. Yeah. Mention us on any of your social media posts at WBDGND, except for TikTok at Giant90.9. Just send us a video or a picture of you watching Monty Python and the Holy Grail.
Or just a clip from it.
Or just a clip from it. Do that. Easter's going to be confused.
Yeah, he's just going to get a whole bunch of it.
Just a whole bunch of Monty Python clips.
Be like, what?
Why are we
what,
getting
what
tagged
going
in
on?
All of this?
What's
what
happening?
Is going on?
What did we do? Have we, has the wizard made his return?
He's probably listening.
I don't know.
And just like, man.
Do you know what time it is, Kieran?
It's wizard time.
Yes. It's wizard time.
It's wizard time. Fireball.
Ow!
If I start talking in a wizard voice, it's not going to end ever.
Oh, no.
What was that noise?
Wizard being electrocuted.
The wizard with a taser.
Anyways, Pop-Tart. Gabe,
Pop-Tart.
What do you like?
They got the little bites, like Pop-Tart bites. They're like Cheez-Its, but Pop-Tarts.
They have those?
Yeah, they do.
I haven't had one of those before.
Get them.
I like Pop-Tart
Cheez-It.
Yeah. I haven't had them, but...
Bless you.
What?
What? I was predicting the future.
Huh?
What did you say?
He sneezed.
I didn't. I yawned. That was not a sneeze.
Curse you!
He's a false prophet! You! Burn him at the stake!
God, we can't say that, dude.
Oh.
That's not true either. He's
I mean, we can't.
Bury him in the backyard. With Rocky.
God.
And Toto.
No.
And Old Yeller.
And Old Yeller?
Danny M.
Do you ever look at, like, the real estate market
yes.
in Indiana?
Yeah.
And you're like, all right, that house has a cemetery in its backyard?
I personally look for the Indian burial grounds just so I can bring Toto back to life.
I want pet cemetery.
Toto and Old
He's
Yeller.
Saying some really crazy things.
Toto, yeah. Old Yeller.
You are saying the most unhinged stuff today.
Isn't that what this is all about?
You're like
it needs to be a natural progression. You're
no.
like, dude, you just went from for you, you went from Pop-Tart to resurrect the dog from Wizard of Oz.
Sorry, I don't. I'm not on my coffee today.
I feel like that would make it worse if you were.
No, I'd be
coffee.
A little bit more focused
mm.
versus a full-on ADD brain.
Mm.
I thought it was ADHD.
There's two.
Maybe. I don't know.
There's two of them.
I'm not. Where's I'm undiagnosed and unmedicated.
Can we get ADHD 3?
ADHD squared.
Mm. Ooh.
Mm.
ADHD HD.
ADHD 2.0.
84K?
Yeah.
It took a minute
ADHD
to
am I.
Guys, hold on. I got to go plug in my ADHD.
No, it's 84K UHD.
AD4K.
I don't know. I'm still running the
high definition.
I'm still running my ADHDMI.
You're running through your HDMI?
I'm running through my ADHDMI 2
AD
slot.
1080p.
Why are you going like lower?
GeForce 3060.
I may not know what HD is, but my doctor says I got 80
what
of them.
Up, Isaac?
Isaac is currently sitting outside the studio, giving us a little wave.
Giving us a little
he was,
wave.
He was giving the NPC wave.
Mm-hmm.
He was. He was looking like a happy fellow. Very excited to be here. Trapped in the studio with us. Unfortunately, we can never leave.
Neither can Isaac. Isaac is chained.
He has a ball and chain. He drags around the studio.
No. The ball is like welded to the floor, so it's really just like sort of a mount.
But the chain is pretty long. He's got a long leash, but it's still on a chain. He's still
he trips over sometimes.
It's hilarious.
Sometimes it's hilarious.
It's like a pit bull with like a giant head, like the puppy, and it's trying to run across like a hardwood floor, and it's still not used to its gigantic paws and giant head, and it's just running into stuff. And it just runs over itself. It's hilarious.
It is.
If you've not seen a baby pit bull run.
No.
I love watching any dog run, especially when that dog is really small. You ever see a wiener dog
really
run?
Really small with gigantic paws.
You ever watch
head.
A wiener dog run?
Yes.
No.
It's hilarious.
You ever seen a cat?
The funniest
like, take
thing
off?
Is when they're on like a hardwood floor or like some kind of slick
and then
surface.
They shuffle around a little bit.
You ever like slam the gas pedal in your car all the way down?
Yes,
like,
and the dog just goes flying in the back. I told you to lay down.
You're supposed to sit in your seat. Buckle up. This is why we have seat belts.
Hit a bump, the dog goes poof, poof. It's always kind of sad when it like smacks it.
I think it's really funny when a dog has like no idea how to use its limbs correctly.
Yeah.
Either its legs are too short or its ears are too long. Mm-hmm. I love Basset Hounds.
Yes.
Because they go tripping on their ears.
Yep.
You put you in a coma for 3 months until you forget how to like use your body.
He ears too big for he head.
Yeah, those are adorable.
Cosmetic surgery to get bigger ears.
Dumbo the elephant.
I need.
I don't know. I don't know. You talk to some of the people that I know just crop the ears, but that's just mean and horrible.
Oh yeah, that's bad. Don't do that.
Never do that.
It makes them look nicer.
I will find you and I will zap you.
Don't crop a dog's ears.
Is that where they like glue the ears down?
No.
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 It's what's just that? Like fully cutting
here.
The ears.
Ooh, never
yeah,
mind.
Yeah, it's like at the base. Mm. Like, you know how you see some of those like Dobermans or like pit bulls like with like, usually you see them like with floppy ears, but like they look like that, like on their head.
Yep.
In comparison.
Cropped ears.
Yeah.
Don't do that to a dog.
Never.
It's terrible. Don't
it's
do
like
that to a dog.
Declawing a cat.
Yeah, exactly. But worse. Don't do worse. But worse. Don't do that.
We will find you.
A lot of dogs have like if it's a stray for cats, stray cats if they're spayed and neutered, they give them a little notch on the tip of the ear to let you know that.
Mm-hmm.
And that's not dangerous to the cat. It doesn't hurt the cat at all.
No,
it's like because they numb it. They make sure the cat's asleep before they do it. They give them a little chip at the end of the ear, a little notch. And then that lets people know, hey, this cat has been spayed and neutered, so you don't have to worry about it.
See, I didn't know that.
Yeah.
I didn't know about that.
Now you do.
I don't really.
My grandma had a cat named Notch who had the little notch in his ear that she was fostering for a little while.
That's kind of a funny
ironic. Do you think I can get sedated to get my ears pierced at Claire's?
What?
What?
Hmm?
Do you think I can get, like, sedated?
No.
No.
Aww.
They just put you through that.
Yeah.
Anesthetic, just...
I suppose you could put some, like, Icy Hot on before.
Yeah, you could. It wouldn't help much.
So much better. Yeah, no.
Hold an ice cube up to the earlobe. That's what you do.
Just, like, the whole hour beforehand.
Yeah.
Just, like, just
numb
the whole
spot. Hold ice cube up there.
You come in with frostbite.
No ears.
I'm wanting it on my
no
frostbitten
ear. I want you to pierce the full-on drum. That's what you do. Earring in the drum.
I want you to pierce the black part.
The one that's necrotic?
Yes.
The one that's like
the black
melting
foot.
Off?
Yes.
Yeah,
yes.
Put an earring in the necrosis. That's what you do.
Yeah.
I think that makes it worse.
Exactly.
Pretty sure.
Probably.
If you have necrosis, you should go get that checked out.
Yeah, go ahead
checked
and do
out.
That.
No, you get that amputated.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, if it's your entire life,
hey,
wait. Something out.
Wait, wait. For those people who... no. We won't go down that path. I'll save that for later.
Yeah,
but,
save that for later.
Cropped ears IRL.
Lefty loosey, righty tighty?
Yes.
Okay.
Here, let's try it out.
My mom asked if I was eating something. It's a Mento. It was a Mento.
I had
a Mento.
You just took my ear.
Holy crap.
Yeah, it's a little floppy. You can have it back.
Why is it wet?
I don't know. You tell me. It's your ear.
I had a Mento, Mom. That's what happened. That's what I was eating, a Mento.
Dear Mom, he's not eating Mentos. Don't listen to him. Don't believe him.
It's actually a bone from some creature.
Picked it up off the street.
It's probably the Willy Worm.
The Willy Worm?
Yeah,
the Willy Alaskan Worm. Alaskan Bullworm.
Hmm?
It was SpongeBob.
Yeah.
Mm. Anyways, Pop-Tart.
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 You ever heard of Camping in Alaska?
Pop-Tart.
Camping Pop-Tart. In Alaska?
Pop-Tart.
It's a Midwestern emo band.
Oh, I thought you meant just like actually camping out in Alaska.
I kind of want to, honestly. Like Alaska? Do you want to go on a trip to Alaska?
You gonna do a Chris McCandless?
I don't know who he is. But I'm gonna say yes.
Smile. Jeremiah knew that one.
Dingus.
Gabe didn't.
Dingus.
Eternal.
That's the for listeners who don't know that Chris McCandless is the guy in the 90s who went. Who went missing in Alaska. He went out to live in the wild.
And they found him in a bus.
And he was in a bus. And he had died.
Of starvation.
Supposedly.
Bro's spoiling my plans right now.
That's the point.
But it was really, it wasn't a smart move.
No,
the dude burned everything he had, from money to insurance to car stuff. He just abandoned his gun.
Don't
do that. You're going out in the wild. You're living out there in the wild. You need protection. Don't just eat random berries.
See, this is why you go with rednecks.
Exactly.
This is why you go with rednecks.
You don't go out on your own in the wild. Never do that.
No.
Did you see redneck engineering?
Yes. Yeah.
That's my favorite.
Redneck ingenuity.
Mm.
When they somehow get something to work that's not supposed to work
at all.
Look. My brakes in my car were jerry-rigged for like a week.
Yeah.
Coming here. As in one of the hoses, my brake hose, was like, it got rubbed on something else and it burst.
Thought it was being like held together with duct tape.
Duct tape, a clamp, and zip ties.
Mm.
Worked better than the actual brakes somehow.
The wheel doesn't turn anymore. Brake worked too good.
The car ran perfect.
Have you ever accidentally left your parking brake on, like emergency brake on?
Yes.
No.
I've done that before and it's not fun. Because you're like, why my car no work?
Why I've seen it, I've seen it happen in Secret Window, the movie.
Mm.
That's a good movie. I actually preferred the movie's ending to the book, surprisingly.
I think I've said this before.
This is like the only time you'll ever hear me say that, though.
But so when I first got my license, the day I got my license, I had to take my little brother to our music lessons. We had a drum lesson that night. So I parked my car out in the parking lot, went in, came back out an hour later.
Oh, no.
I came out and my car had rolled back about 5 feet.
Oh.
And I was like, huh, that's weird. I'm fairly certain I put it in park.
Nope.
I opened the door. It was in park.
Hmm?
It was in park. However, I tried to start my car, and it didn't.
Every
single light came on in my car at once. Every one of the dashboard lights. So we took my car. My dad had to come pick us up. We had to move my car because it had not worked at all.
Ooh.
We had to leave it there. We had to push it. I had to put it in manual. I had to put it
in neutral
and move it. So my dad had to push my car. We had to leave it there overnight. Got it towed to a place where they could get it fixed. And I was driving my mom's Ford Explorer for a while. Here.
Yeah, so you know how those drive.
Mm.
I don't like
but,
it.
It is what it is.
I got my car back.
What was wrong? I want to know what happened.
Starter. Battery was fried.
Mm-hmm.
I lost a spark plug or two.
Mm-hmm.
Basically, the gist of the damage was it was almost like my car had just fully been hit with an EMP. It did not get hit with an EMP, but that's the easiest way I can describe it.
How do you know it wasn't hit with an EMP?
Because
how do you know it wasn't one of
on.
Mine?
Then my lights wouldn't have gone on.
Well, it's a bio EMP. I'm just saying, like, if it was in fact a bio EMP, it would not be completely the same.
My bad, I ate your battery.
How do you know?
I don't.
You're supposed to be the wizard.
Are we assuming things about EMPs right now?
Yeah. I don't know. I shocked you, didn't I?
Well, just because you're carrying around a taser doesn't mean that you know how an EMP
That's
works.
That's besides the point. I stuck the taser in my arm. I'm now one with the taser.
Concealed carry, but it's a taser.
I am the concealed carry.
I'm so sorry. I've become... don't shake my hand. I put a taser in there. My bad.
Put it there.
It's one of the little hand buzzers. You know the hand buzzer rings that you slide on?
Yeah. Handshake. I'm pretending my ring right now is I flipped it around.
Like massive taser. Like giant battery. All right, car battery attached to a taser.
Don't attach a car battery to your tasers, please. Don't attach a car battery to anything except a car, actually.
I want
or a boat.
We had this discussion a couple episodes ago. Do not put a car battery on anything. Don't do that.
Set it on your table. Mantelpiece.
Especially when it's got like a nice little crack running down it.
Adds a little extra flavor. We cut it open sometimes.
No! Stop!
What's the...
Do not cut open batteries cornucopia? Of any kind.
Cornucopia, but it's just car batteries.
Stop.
Hunger Games IRL.
Ooh.
Gotta give the turtles a little sniff.
Exactly. They're asking for car batteries.
You see, this is why when I get the Gatorade bottles back, I just pull the Gatorade out. And then when I'm done with the Gatorade, I just throw the plastic directly into the recycling. Sometimes just the regular trash.
Joker, you're not
and sometimes, Batman, I take that little
reasons
little bit.
Reasons why
of...
I should throw this plastic six pack ring into the river.
Reason I don't one, throw it into the.
I don't want it. Reason two: the river is right there.
Reason three: I like turtle soup, Batman. I just like finding them as they float to the surface.
I don't want it. The river is right there.
Have you ever eaten a paper straw?
Yes.
Yes.
Anytime I try to drink out of it.
Paper straws,
hang on.
Dude.
I eat paper straws anytime I'm forced to drink out of one.
Yeah.
Listen, because it always comes apart.
I get the sentiment behind it. Don't just make the plastic straws reusable.
You know what's funny? Plastic straws, right? Mm-hmm. Or no, sorry. Paper straws, right? You're putting it in a plastic cup.
Exactly.
With a plastic lid.
Yeah.
Explain that one to me, Batman. Riddle me that.
Riddle me this, Batman.
Even the paper cups at Starbucks. Oh, God, my voice. Even the paper cups at Starbucks have polyethylene inside them to keep the cups from melting.
They have polyethylene.
So that's why you get microplastics in your Starbucks.
I love microplastics.
Microplastics.
It's really what
microplastics. Where is she? Where is she?
Where did I leave my microplastics?
Yeah, where did I leave my microplastics? It's Dora. Hola, soy Dora. Can you tell me where the microplastics are in the human body?
They're all
That's
in
right.
you, Batman.
It's the bloodstream.
They're all in you, Batman.
They're like fish gravel except small.
Exactly.
I filled you to the brim with microplastics, Batman. You're now just a toy. We're all just plastic toys.
I want to play a game.
Uh-oh.
There's microplastics in your blood.
You have 30 minutes to get them out.
You may notice that you are covered in water. Next to you lies a car battery.
Two
just to even more unethical jigsaw traps.
The only way to get it out is to
I
want to
play a game.
Yourself.
By now, you may have noticed the Chinese finger trap around your middle fingers.
The only way out is to touch it.
You can't say that!
Touch the tips of your fingers together and rip one of your fingers off. That's the only way you're getting your fingers back. You must sacrifice one, like the Assassin's Creed.
You must sacrifice one. And then we can maybe put it back on later.
Dude, for my 16th birthday, right, I was at, like, an arcade. I got a Chinese finger trap, and I put it on me and another guy's finger, and I could not get it off for the life of me. I was sitting there scared, like, I'm never going to use this hand again. It's taken.
He's under what you call a life debt.
I lost my finger to that guy that day. I've been missing one ever since.
So that explains the Frankenstein-looking finger.
Mm.
So I took his, and he took mine, and yeah. We kind of traded.
Play a game. In front of you lies an Elmo puppet.
We've trained him really well.
There's 2 kilos of Skittles. You must force Elmo to eat all of them.
In front of you lies an Elmo puppet. To your if right, he explodes. A flamethrower. You know what you have to do. Elmo must burn for you to be free.
Me uses the flamethrower with the Elmo puppet.
Attach Elmo to flamethrower, burn jigsaw.
Yes.
Do you think pepper spray is flammable?
Yes.
It is.
Very.
Incredibly.
I have a plan. I have ideas.
You may notice in front of you is a can of pepper spray and a Zippo lighter.
Get excited.
The only way out is to burn your middle toe only.
Just that one.
Just the middle toe.
And then kick the wall.
And only
really hard.
A little bit. You don't need too much of an ouchie to get out.
If Jigsaw was kid friendly.
We have My Little Pony Band-Aids on standby.
And at least 2 apple juice.
And don't worry. The Neosporin is near.
We got string cheese and apple slices.
Do they have the goldfish crackers?
We got goldfish. Okay. The rainbow ones.
Can you wrap the goldfish?
Kind of sound like Duke Nukem.
No, Duke Nukem is...
Can you wrap the goldfish with the string cheese?
I enjoy collecting Hello Kitty stickers. That's Duke Nukem.
Did no one hear me?
No.
All right, so a weird thing I used to do as a kid at the school lunch when they gave you, like, the PB&Js and, like, the goldfish and the string cheese was wrapping the goldfish in the string cheese.
Really?
And then you did that?
It was actually good.
I never did that.
It was actually really good. I also just stuck, like, the plain crackers in the PB&J itself. That was also really good.
I did not do that.
We should try it. It actually is pretty good.
I don't want to, actually. I like my goldfish pure.
Do you know you can
they lost the pure goldfish crackers.
Any kind of, like, cracker as breading if you fry food?
Yeah.
So, you can use Cheez-Its to bread any kind of meat.
Yeah.
Chicken nuggets, but it's Cheez-It bread.
Yep. Done that.
Steak, but it's Cheez-It bread.
Yep. Done that.
Chicken nuggets
My
again.
My girlfriend got another flat tire.
Okay, is somebody just standing behind her with, like,
no,
a nail gun?
No, this is her second flat tire this year.
Oh, okay.
It's this been year. Like, it's been like
this year.
Yes,
this year.
Like 2024. Yes.
Is someone just standing like
I
near her with
know.
Like a nail gun or something?
I don't know. This
you
is
fixed
the second
your tire
flat this year.
Maybe people just despise anymore. Her for like having good tires.
Yeah. Well, she
hang
drives
on, hang on,
tires.
Hang on, hang on. What kind of what brand?
Ford.
A brand of tires.
I don't know Firestone. I don't know.
Okay, Firestone's pretty good. I also recommend Michelin.
I don't know.
Like,
I don't have Michelin, but I would recommend them.
Is it like she's like driving over a nail or something?
No, she just came out.
Just the same nail every single time.
Yeah.
She just came out of her house this morning and her tire was flat.
Is it like dry rot?
I don't know, but I'm giving her a ride home now because her tire is flat for the second time this year. It's not even the same tire. Like, it's 2 separate tires have gone flat in 2 months.
That's ridiculous.
Does she know how to put on a spare?
No, her dad is doing it. But she
Do you know how
time.
To put on a spare?
No.
Man.
Dude, I don't know car stuff.
Do you want me to show you?
No, I do not.
So it's really easy.
I do not trust you to show me.
I've actually had to do it.
This is
a
like my buddy
times.
Noah wanted to said that
I know
he
how
would,
to put on a spare.
My buddy Noah said he would do an oil change for me.
I am the spare.
I do not trust my buddy Noah to do an
I
oil change
either,
for
yeah.
me.
I am the one who knocks.
I am the one who oil changes.
I am car service mechanic.
Sharded on sneeze.
I fix your car.
I am Honda support.
Imagine getting a call.
Wait,
from
hey,
Honda.
I am customer service.
Wait, am I allowed to do a voice?
No.
An accent?
No.
Please.
No.
Please.
No.
Please.
No.
But it'll be funny.
No. Nope.
It's not meant to be any taking
nope.
anything other than
no.
a joke.
The fact that you have to disclaim it beforehand.
No, 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 I'm just asking
okay.
if
no.
I am allowed to do voices.
No.
Like
probably.
Different accents.
Don't do an Indian accent.
Please.
No.
How did you know?
Because we've been talking about customer support, customer service.
Wait.
I knew exactly who's what you were going to do.
Who's the real, you know?
Who's the real?
Who's
you know?
The real what?
That word.
He said, "You know,
customer support."
Started...
Yes,
I'd say it's me.
Me.
I'm trying to fight the urge to switch over.
Stop.
Just don't
wanna... take a minute. You're like crying. There's tears rolling down your face.
Just beat me with the club again, so I forget. Okay.
Hello,
a little better.
Your Windows machine has virus. Some more Russian.
Wait, why do you get two?
I did a Russian.
Comrade, the appears your Windows not work. We fix.
Comrade, your Windows machine has virus.
Now it does not.
Now it does not.
We hit with
the
your Windows machine no longer work.
We kills the virus.
Great success.
We kills the virus, but we hits the machine.
Can we play Atomic Heart?
No.
No.
Are you not entertained?
What's your opinion on Markiplier?
I like Markiplier. He's making a movie. I thought it was coming out in November of last year. It did not.
Isn't it November
of
this year?
I have not
I don't
seen
think so.
Any of his content.
No?
No.
All right, we need
to not because,
drop
not
everything.
Because,
yeah.
Not because of anything like...
Drop everything. At the end of this episode, the second I hit that button, go on your phone. Markiplier.
Well, I'm going to my car.
Oh,
yeah.
Yeah,
watch Markiplier while you drive.
No, dude, don't do that.
I've seen some crazy things on the road.
I don't have
yeah,
a Tesla,
so
okay? I don't have a Tesla.
It was a lady in
I have
a
an
Ford.
05 Ford,
had
okay?
Had her phone right in front of her, like, covering the speedometer and stuff, watching, like, the Subway Surfers gameplay.
Dude.
Like, oh, a TikTok geez. Right in front of her at a stoplight. And I'm like, what are you doing?
Don't do that.
Why are you
PSA,
trying to...
PSA, don't do that. Anyways, we are out of time.
We are.
Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for listening to this episode of the show.
Wear your seatbelt.
Wear your seatbelt.
Don't get kidnapped by
don't
the
get
two
kidnapped.
And be forced onto
do
this
not
show.
Open batteries. Do not do that. Do not do anything
we
said on the show, actually.
I'm doing it all today.
Bye.